I guess I should just like make the point real clear that why should I even talk about Republicans? I mean, they're just so awful. So what does that leave me? I mean, I can't get anywhere with Republicans. I've been trying that for over a decade, right? Now I can't even get there with some of the Democrats. And everybody's scared. That's what it is. It's this fear. I'm afraid. Afraid of what? Oh, afraid we won't win. What'd you win last time when you won? Think about it. I mean, if you're already in that crowd, right? If you're already in that middle crowd that they always talk about, where you got your health care, you got a nice house, and, you know, you're working hard just like everybody else, but you have access. You've always had access. So you want to protect that access. I get it. That's how you lose it. Anyway, we'll go to the phones because you got a couple people. We got Mark from the SAC.
Yeah, for some of these folks, you wonder what the heck's the problem with them because you'd think that they'd have enough. I mean, that there's only so much money you can spend in a day, you know, that there's only so many toys you can have that you'd think Joe Manchin would actually be sated at this point in time in his life. And what the heck does he got to be afraid of? I mean, stand up and do the right thing, for God's sakes. I mean, that...
He's rotten to the core. He's rotten to the core. He totally is. He's upended his good friend, Joe Biden. He's done everything that the Republicans needed. Republicans love him. CJ loves him.
And as far as, you know, the nasty stuff, as far as, you know, the comments the trolls make out there, I mean, you try to... Yeah, you treat them with some respect, and they have none for you. They have no problem to get off on even when you respond to them. I mean, that they're like the bullies we had back in junior high school. I mean, that you know, there's three guys coming down that jump me when I come down from the loft for the English class there, and coming down at the and started whooping on me. I told, you know, that, and they each had me by, you know, 10 pounds apiece, so they're, you know, I wasn't a very big guy back then, probably, you know, under 100 pounds, and they were whomping on me, and I said, you're just a bunch of cowards whomping on me like this, you know, and then I didn't rat them out, you know, I didn't go to the principal's office or anything like that, that just kind of, you know, that, but they, these guys just never learned their lessons that being a bully is not what you're supposed to be, and then they claim to be Christians, or then they find, you know, they found Jesus, and then, but then that's a get-out-of-jail-free card for them, without them having to do anything, any good works at all. I mean, that it's just sad, and all these guys doubting that a 10-year-old girl was raped. I mean, it just, and then these guys, you know, they do a complete about face, and oh, I never said that. Well, they got them on tape saying this stuff. They have them on tape, and going after the doctor that performed the procedure. I said, well, she didn't report it. Well, she didn't report it. She didn't report what she needed to report. And they're looking for any way. These guys are just disgusting.
Hey, you're right. But, children, you know, we got
children are not property.
No, I appreciate that. But, hey, listen. Again, it's almost like wasting our breath talking about these clowns. It's like, what's wrong with the Democratic Party? They voted to codify Roe v. Wade in the Congress, and only one Democrat didn't vote for it. And, of course, I already mentioned, you know, Henry Cuellar in Texas, the pro-gun, anti-choice. It's not pro-abortion. It's pro-choice. It's not anti-abortion. It's anti-choice. Like, your God gave you choices, and you guys decided you can take them away. Well, you're wrong, man. We're going to repeat history. But, so Nancy Pelosi and Steny Hoyer and James Clyburn, they all endorsed Henry Cuellar. They pushed to get him to win. Do people not understand that's a serious problem, right? When Joe Manchin says, well, I'm not a liberal. Oh, no kidding, man. You're a damn Republican. Yeah? When Nancy Pelosi says, oh, you guys go too far left. Oh, she's a moderate Republican. Get used to it, man. These people are wealthy. They have access, and they're stopping you from having access for your children and grandchildren. Wake the hell up, man. I'm going to go to Wisco Paul because I'm mad. I might swear.
Hey, good afternoon, Michael. Thanks for taking my call. You know, from talking to me, my number one thing is the environment, climate, clean air, clean water, in the nature we live with around here, you know, the animals, and we're supposed to kind of be living with within harmony with this stuff. And as far as I can see, the GOP does not care at all. At least the Dems have some policies to clean up the water. And
well, Joe Manchin killed it, man. Joe Manchin killed it. Why is the Democratic Party not going after him? They never went after him. They just kept, well, you know, we don't want a Republican to win. Why not? You got one holding the seat already.
Well, I'll just throw this out there for you, Michael. We have a governor's race coming up. And like I said, environment's one of my biggest things, because if we don't have clean water and air, Christ, we don't have anything. But we've got three people on the Republican side. I'm not going to use their name, but one is a full-blown Trumper. The other one is endorsed by Walker, wants to carry on his policies. And the other one is endorsed by Trump, and he doesn't even live here. Now, these three, none of them talk about the environment. They don't care, Michael. And you can give me your opinion on them. Well, I know what your opinion is probably going to be on those three. But why don't they care about the earth we live on, Michael? And it drives me nuts. So I don't want to get you worked up. But
no, I like it.
Thanks for taking my call.
No, actually, I'm not. Thanks. And, of course, all these people are diseased, man. They have a disease for greed and lust and wealth and power, and none of them likes working. None of them, oh my God, you know, let's vote for Scott Walker. Yeah, the guy that never worked a day in his life and never stood up for working class people. Busting up unions, taking away rights, you know, giving stuff away to billionaires. You vote Republican. I mean, I guess, you know, if it's because you're so rich, you think that makes you, you know, smart, like Trump said. I just pity you guys, man. Like, maybe this is all going to come apart, and maybe your wealth won't give you anything at the end, right? Maybe it'll be like a hindrance. I'm hoping so. But everybody claims that this country was established on Christian guidelines. Not, absolutely not, man. That's like when I go by this right-wing church that I drive by, and it says, God is the author of freedom. And the other side says, God bless America. You know, you might as well do it like in that comedy movie, and no place else, because God only loves America, and God's only white. You know, people are disturbed. You're so wrong. And you forced me to change my beliefs, which is all life came from this planet. All life's going back to it. That's my God. That's the one I have to answer to, man. Environment? Yeah.